I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There is no doubt there are different rules when it comes to this matter with husbands and with wives.
What happened?
And everyone, Tommy, will say something they regret at some point in a relationship to their partner.
It's human nature.
But this woman, who has gone viral for a comment she made to her husband, says she does not regret it. In fact, she says he started it.
Okay.
And being honest is different than being mean.
Oh, okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So I would like to read you a story from a woman that has gone viral this week. She is accused of fat shaming the man that she married.
So she fat blasted his ass?
This is according to folks that read her story.
On Flat Blaster?
Much rather get
Flat Blaster?
We got that.
That's hard to say.
So why did you say it in the first place?
It just came to me.
You said it right the first time. So this is her side of the story.
What happened?
And it seems she is being pretty honest here. Are you ready? Quote, last night, I suggested to my husband that we finish the leftovers in the fridge since we had plenty of food that needed to be eaten. But my husband had a different suggestion.
Yeah.
He immediately countered with, wouldn't you rather get nachos? Which sidebar here.
Always.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's a valid point.
I would
point.
Always rather have nachos.
So going back to her post that went viral here, she, quote, I shook my head and said no. He then sighed dramatically, as if I crushed his dreams, and said...
his nacho dreams.
Well, I think I know whose side you're on.
Shattered nacho dreams.
Nothing worse than shattered nachos, man. So he then sighed dramatically, as if I crushed his dreams, and said, quote, you don't feed me.
So he lumbered off?
I guess. Well, no, he didn't lumber off, because it leads to the interaction that we're about to tell you about. So here's the thing. Husband saying to wife...
Let's eat nachos.
Oh, no. You don't feed me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not great for husband to say. But she had a hell of a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
She said, quote, to her husband,
yeah,
you wouldn't be overweight if I didn't feed you.
Ooh, fat zinger.
She says the convo then took a dramatic turn.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband got upset and called, said she was being mean, and that was uncalled for. This woman, in defending herself, says she did nothing wrong.
Quote, well...
quote this woman.
All right.
I stood my ground, and I explained that I only said that because I felt insulted by the original remark.
But she took a shot.
But so did he.
Yeah, but hers landed way deeper.
Well, look, just because somebody throws a better punch doesn't mean that they shouldn't be boxing.
Okay.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Who is in the wrong here? I already know where you're at.
What are you talking about?
Which I don't know why, because he's King Fat Shamer over there. Everybody that calls, you manage to give them some sort of their name plus fill-in-the-blank fat word that comes after. It's like the only time you really tap into your vocabulary.
Tommy, who,
Tina.
Sorry. Tommy, who's in the wrong here?
He probably shouldn't have said anything.
Okay.
Whoa, that's weird. That's not where I thought you were going with that.
But no, wait for it.
But
your ass is sticking out, man, and it's a big, fat, juicy target. So maybe you should. If you look, he knows he's fat.
Okay.
So he should probably watch his mouth.
Oh, so you're saying it is his fault?
Kinda.
Oh,
look, you know what you is. Every fat guy knows he's a fat guy. Like, women can make excuses. Every fat guy knows your ass fat.
Okay.
So you know how hard it is to get out of a chair.
Again, cut pot, kettle black.
Mine's age.
You're telling me that this woman did nothing wrong?
She did something wrong, but he asked. He got what he deserved.
Kimmy?
Because he took a shot at her woman skills.
Oh, Kimmy, who is in the wrong here?
It's a pretty low blow, but he did start it.
Wow, look at this. Are you kidding me?
I mean, he did.
You should watch his chubby mouth.
I mean, is she just supposed to let you don't feed me go?
Okay, if we're going to measure up.
Any fat side, too. Those are loud sighs.
Oh, shut up.
They sound like air brakes on an 18-wheeler.
Maybe the way she said it was a little harsh, but I do understand what she's pointing out here. She's just proving him wrong.
You guys are both siding with this woman?
Kind of, yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, granted, I'm with you guys. Like, the guy started it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there is a massive jump in pain between you don't feed me and shut up, fatty.
But you can't sit there as a fat ass and go, you can't sit there as a fat ass and go, I never get anything to eat. Well, look at you.
Yeah, you don't provide for me.
Yes.
You're taking a, it's a low blow too.
You're wearing your own BS.
What's the lower blow? What would bother
you? Hers is. I mean, hers put an end to it, which is usually like the lowest blow. But at the same time, like she's just trying to explain him why he's wrong.
Okay. See, this is how you're a bitch. Because she is siding with this woman because I feel like she's had this argument with her husband before. Have you had this argument with your husband?
I don't think so. Not to this extent.
Well, you also say you never have leftovers.
I mean, to your point, never have leftovers. You could never reverse the roles.
Okay. So
you could never say that to your wife.
Okay, so if that's the case, she's in the wrong. If we're going all things even here, if a man... I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. God, no. Kimmy. God, you shut up. Kimmy.
You're right. Sounds worse than him saying it to her.
Okay, absolutely. Let's flip the roles here. Right. Yeah. And she says, let's get nachos. And he goes, no, we got food in the fridge. He goes, oh, you never want to buy me any dinner. And he says, well, why are you overweight then? Would he be in the wrong?
Yes.
You
and I
lie! Why you lie?
Well, women have so many issues with their bodies and their weight, and they struggle with it more than men do.
I don't even know if it's that or it just sounds so much more harsh coming from a dude.
It does. It does sound harsh.
It does. It just does.
It's the same insult.
No, but how women get treated in the media and our culture is different.
Oh, man. You think you're being progressive right now?
Like, how many fat, funny guys do we know, jolly, funny guys?
A lot of them, right?
Yeah,
but the ones that are still alive.
Yeah. You see a fat woman, she ain't happy about it.
No, guys are not happy about being fat.
Yeah. I would argue, like, they just play it off like they're not.
They enjoy that fatness, bro.
But I think that everybody gets sensitive about their weight at some point.
No, right? I'll put it this way.
Well, if you really get mean. But we can bust balls with fat
asses. You get mean.
Mean, what do you mean?
Mean.
Sounds like Beaker.
There are things that you say about people that's so mean that you wouldn't even say it to their face.
Oh, true. I'm a coward.
It happened three times today. Three separate times today.
I can't say that to that kid.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this post that went viral over the weekend from a woman who got in an argument with her husband about food. Quote, last night, this is her speaking, I suggested to my husband that we finish leftovers in the fridge since we had plenty of food that needed to be eaten. But my husband had a different suggestion. He immediately countered with, wouldn't you rather get nachos? I shook my head and said no. He then sighed dramatically as if I crushed his dreams and said, you don't feed me. She countered with, you wouldn't be overweight if I didn't feed you. Said that to his face.
Mm-hmm.
She said her husband then went to her, said that was uncalled for. She was being mean. She defends herself in saying she did nothing wrong. Quote her, I stood my ground and I explained that I only said that because I felt insulted by his original remark. Both Tommy and Kimmy believe he is the one in the wrong and that she is the less harsh of the two.
I didn't say she was the less harsh.
But he is. All right. So then, you say he's the bigger dick for starting the fight.
Kind of.
Okay. Then that's harsh.
When you insult somebody, do you just assume that they're gonna sit there and take it, or do you assume that eventually they're gonna come back with something or at least try?
I never think of their feelings really.
Okay. There are some things in a relationship during an argument that you do not touch.
There's levels of harsh.
Some of those things are universal.
Yeah.
Some of those things are individual for the person you're with.
Yeah.
If you touch on those things that you know are hypersensitive for that person, you are the dick. Because you can have an argument without going down that road. But it sounds like, one, this guy's sensitive about how he looks.
Yeah.
Two, he's getting it from the person he loves the most in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. What he said was not good. Dick. What she did cleared the bases.
Okay, but I think this is something where if she says something like this again, knowing how much it hurt him, that makes you a bigger dick. But if this is like this kind of first time where you're like, okay, I think I hurt this person's feelings, then you learn from it.
No, but she
you were a dick for saying it, but if you realize like, oh, I've gone too far and you learn from it, you don't do it again or say anything like that again. You know where the line is now.
Okay, but here's the thing. I agree with you there. The reason this woman is the dick is because she posted the entire interaction online.
Okay, and then
said, I'm in the right looking for support.
Right. Okay, that's where she went
south
too far.
Not the fat comment.
No, because look, man, there's lady harsh and then there's man harsh. My wife can say things to me and it's no big deal.
Well,
it's socially accepted.
You're an easy target.
I understand that. But I can't say anything like that equivalent to my wife at all.
Okay.
Well, I don't live in that universe. Well, she does.
Put it this way. If you were a third party in a room, two people argue, a couple arguing, and she called him fat in some way, you would laugh. If it was the same.
Oh, no.
Yes, you
bro.
Would.
A partner?
You might be uncomfortable, but in the end, you'd be like, that was kind of funny, right? And if it was reversed where he called her fat, you would be shocked, right?
Oh, you wouldn't laugh at that, Tommy?
What?
If he called her fat?
Not out loud.
Ah!
I would internalize it and wait till I saw you later.
No, that's what I would do, the same thing, woman to man. But no, if I'm in a room and I'm watching this interaction happen and he wants an autism and goes, you never feed me, I just go like, oh, that was kind of a jerk thing to say. If she comes back with the baseball bat of, well, then why are you overweight? That's one of those moments in a room where I'm like wide-eyed waiting.
I'm laughing.
I think you'd
We had some boys, right? Big old chubbly boys.
Yes.
And their wives and girlfriends lit them up constantly for how they looked, and we laughed at it. You know I'm right, bro.
Maybe we were wrong.
Oh, we were dead wrong, but we had a good time being dead wrong.
Okay. You brought up a comment a second ago.
What's that?
That it is different for a man
absolutely.
To make fun of a woman's weight
yes.
via a woman make fun of a man's weight because of how women feel about their bodies versus how men.
Mm-hmm.
Can I offer an idea here? Maybe men don't show that they're hurt by these comments or are expected to take it more, not because it doesn't actually bother them, but because we're afraid of looking like bitches if we were to be like, hey, man, why would you say that?
I understand that, but the world is far crueler to a fat woman than a fat man.
Okay, no, I agree.
Fat man can get far and a fat woman can't.
I agree.
Especially if there's a lot of stairs.
I agree with you there. But it doesn't mean that someone's personal feelings should be ignored.
I understand.
No, you don't, because you're still going to argue that it's okay to make fun of a fat guy.
You know why?
Jeopardy bitch.
I think part of it, too, is you would be upset if you called the guy fat and he got offended.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm just busting your fat balls.
Fat balls? No, that's just it. He wants the cachet or the ability to look at a guy and be like, hey, what up, Chugly? What up, fatty, fatty, boombaladdy?
Yes.
That makes you a bad person.
Of course.
Of course.
We're just having fun here. We're all pals. Got a little hot under the collar, your fat, sweaty collar.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, is your wife listening?
My wife?
Yeah.
No, she's at work.
She's
right
working.
Now. She's working.
Yeah, I thought so.
Why?
I wonder what she would, if you asked her that question, I wonder what she would say.
Well, I will say this. I mean, Petey, you remember, I mean, at one point I was 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
My wife never brought up my weight for health reasons, look reasons, ever. And she married me about 40 pounds lighter than I was at my heaviest. I feel like my wife understood, because we would get in arguments like every other marriage.
Yeah.
Did you ever have arguments about what to
sorry for you.
Thanks,
Pete. She's always been a healthy person.
Yeah, so, my wife,
did she ever try to like guide you towards a certain type of meal?
I mean, she would make stuff, but it wasn't like an intentional.
She never suggested.
She would make it because she wanted it. Oh. No. I
thought you were in the bathroom with her, and she looked at you in the mirror and said something, and then you started losing weight.
Well, yeah.
How that worked?
Well, she did, but no.
Oh, look at this.
No, I'm trying. It wasn't insulting.
She just said it was crowded in here.
Says man who was also a big fat tub of loo.
I was, yes. Yes, I was.
No. I mean, Petey, are you, how much you weigh, Pete?
About 200.
Okay.
Yeah, so, how tall are you, plump Pete?
About Tommy's height.
Oh, my God.
All right, but Petey.
I gained 50 pounds after I retired.
Well, I mean, you're not doing anything except running your mouth, Pete. But Petey.
That's right, baby.
The only thing that runs on Pete.
If the woman you cared about most in the world made a comment about your weight, would it bother you?
She wouldn't do that.
That's not the answer to the question, Pete.
No, it would not bother me.
It wouldn't bother you? You had to think about it?
No, because I call myself fat all the time.
There is a difference. Yeah, obviously, lots of guys do, but I think there's a difference between you seeing flaws in yourself and the person that you love the most, who is supposed to be sexually attracted to you, care about you, look at you, and go, hey, Petey Bosoms, is that Bosoms Petey over there? Hey, you big fatty, fatty boobaladdy.
Well, then I'd have to comment back.
Don't ever do that.
No, let Pete live his life, buddy.
Yeah. I just think your wife would agree with a woman.
All right, well, Pete, you're getting out of breath. I got to let you go, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. You too.
There goes Pete.
Would it change?
Did a fat man just call me up to fat shame me for what I was fat before?
Yes.
Okay.
Would it change your opinion if you saw the guy and he wasn't really fat? Like he was just being hypersensitive about it.
Well, but that might hurt even more because I don't think I'm that fat and you called me fat.
Right, because right. Every guy middle-aged has got some blub on him for the most part.
That's
right?
Fair, yeah.
Everybody's, you're carrying some dough. It's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless you're like, altering your lifestyle to a point where you're, I get what you're saying. Yes. The average guy.
That guy's got some roll.
All right, so with this woman who insults her husband, who tells her she doesn't cook for her or doesn't feed him, and fires back, why are you overweight then? She posts this whole interaction online, believes she's in the right, does not regret what she said. She writes that in this post, does not regret what she said. Can a relationship recover from weight being brought up?
I guess you'd
have
to
tough. It'd be one of those things that lingers now. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be something that person is going to be sensitive about, I would assume, from here
on
out.
You could forgive, but not forget.
Okay.
Because it would always hang back.
Yeah. And you might see signs that aren't there or take comments differently.
Yeah, I mean,
contains your sexual relationship.
I that would be my biggest concern outside of my feelings being hurt is if you think I'm fat,
you don't want it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's another part of this that gets rarely talked about.
What's that?
There are men and women who get bothered when their partners start to lose weight.
Like you're on an even playing.
One person's getting healthier.
Starts to drop.
Yeah. Exactly. Or you're both trying and someone's losing weight faster.
Oh, that's,
So it's an issue that I'm sure is starting to show up with New Year's resolutions, right? The weight loss drugs. Are you allowed to tell your partner you don't want them to lose weight?
Stop being healthy?
Yeah, that would be hard because...
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's affecting their health.
I can't do it, so you can't do it.
Well, maybe it's not...
That's very selfish.
Well, there are people who believe they like their partners heavier than... Oh, I'm serious, man. There are women that are into, big, hairy guys. There are dudes that are into big girls.
Yes.
Right.
Are.
So,
but I never felt like either of them were into that. That's just what they got stuck with. And then they kind of oh, yeah, I like them big.
No, everybody has a type, right?
Nobody has a fat type.
I think you're wrong.
You got married.
Yeah, but
as a big tumbaloo.
Yeah, like somebody had to be into short guys.
But maybe that's all she could get. I don't know.
Wow. What a great thing to say about your wife.
I'm talking about the second one.
Not the one I'm currently married to. No.
Well, no, it was
who
thin.
Also married a short man. She said short.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, you better shut up, stupid. So, Kimmy, you believe that you cannot look at your partner and say, I don't want you to lose weight.
No, because, I just think, you're preventing them from...
Living?
Yeah.
Not being a diabetic?
Oh, my God. A guy, I hate this guy. This is across me right now. Yeah. You.
What did I do?
You change your life. You think you're better than everybody else, and you start telling everyone how they should live as you eat your relish tray in a plastic bag.
This kind of happened to an extent because my husband's big on, the fasting thing.
Yeah, he dropped some weight.
And I am somebody who loves breakfast. And
it shows.
And so,
Syrup girl.
They call her Kimmy Cakes.
So we have not been out to breakfast together in years.
Really? Because he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't eat breakfast, and I don't. And I'm always like, "Come on, let's go get some." And he's so anti, eating before a certain time that it's annoying. It's annoying to me who is on a regular eating schedule. But I know that he's feeling so much better about himself, and it helps. He's happier living that way. So what am I going to say?
No pancakes for you.
With this.
Sad.
I'm sorry.
We'll get a box of Eggos.
Good thing you didn't say it out loud. Those aren't pancakes. Those are waffles.
Same thing.
No, and it's not even close.
It's a breakfast.
It's not close.
We're not going to argue about pastries with you. I went through this whole I don't want you to lose weight with the last significant relationship I had before I met my wife. Because I went from 280 down to 230.
Yeah.
And she got upset. And it's part of the reason why we broke up. We were living together.
So she was mad you lost weight and she was staying the same?
Yes. And she wasn't a big girl.
But what? You just got...
You're not thinking of the right one.
Thick Tina?
For God's sakes.
That's what the scale said.
She was a little controlling as a...
she was. She had you by the nose, bro.
Look who's talking, you bitch ass.
I was single and free back then.
I'm talking about right now.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, shut up. I gotta go hold on. But in the relationship, she was kind of controlling.
Yeah.
But it was strange the way, Kimmy, she reacted when my body started changing. And I assumed she would be excited.
Disgusted by
and she'd want it.
No. I thought she would be more disgusted by heavier me.
Right.
And I assumed losing weight would be a benefit for her. And when she reacted the way she did, it really bothered me.
Mm.
But here's the thing. I never said anything to her.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to look like a bitch.
You didn't want to tell her that it was her reaction was bothering.
Yeah, I never, I had never
it hurt your feelings.
Exactly. Well, I guess.
Yeah, hurt your ego. And
yeah, because like, hey,
you think you're doing something good.
I thought, and part of it was like, hey, you know, I'm trying to be better looking for you,
and it throws you off. Like you're supposed to appreciate me losing this weight.
Yeah,
being in shape.
Yeah,
getting healthy.
So any talk, any body talk is off the table.
I would never talk any body talk in a relationship, period, as a man.
Okay.
You shut your mouth. You have no opinion.
But for women, it's okay.
Yes, they can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. Ladies, I'm a coward-ass bitch.
Yes.
Bitch without a
if you want a successful marriage, be a coward.
Except for when you said that the only reason your wife married you is because she had to settle for you.
I was talking about the second one.
But not this one.
Not at all.
She loves short ones. Guys.
She saw the good ones. And trust me, I looked around.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are looking for the world's biggest penises,
yeah,
we're going to tell you where to find them.
I knew you'd find it.
But there is some unfortunate news for everyone that can hear us.
Yeah.
It's definitely not on American soil. It's foreign soil.
That makes sense.
You're hanging out in the Breaker Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We now know which country has the largest penis on average in the world. So just to give you a frame of reference.
Hungtow.
Just to give you a frame of reference before we get into it.
Mm.
The average penis worldwide comes in at 5.5 inches.
Mm.
But there are some countries packing way more
heat. Oh, sure.
Do either of you want to take a guess at the country with the world's largest penis?
By average.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw it already.
Okay. Well, we were doing a lot of research for yourself last night, huh?
No, I sent this to you.
Oh, yeah, you did. Also, doing a lot of research last night, were you? You're afraid to guess.
Well, it'll sound bad.
Why? What if you're right?
It'll still sound bad.
The largest penis on average in the world exists in the Sudan.
See, I was going to pick that area.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Were you?
I was going to say Nigeria because it's a bigger country.
Okay, fair enough. So,
I was going to take Western Africa.
Oh, well, this is Northern Africa.
Well, it's on the west side.
Let me tell you.
West side of Northern Africa.
West side of Northern Africa?
What is it again?
It's Northern Africa.
Sudan.
No, that's East Africa.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Sudan's on the east. Nigeria's on the west.
Oh, Northeast Africa.
Yeah.
Still, yeah.
Look at Sudan.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Sudan.
How do they measure this?
Okay, so we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
The Sudan.
Look at the women.
The Sudan hit an average while excited of 7.07 inches. 7.07 inches is the average penis length of the Sudan. Meanwhile, the United States came in 68th place in the world.
Town.
We are averaging a paltry 5.57 inches. Canada ranked even lower.
Well, yeah.
But there
colder.
Was. There is one country that got the worst possible.
So who's got the littlest weenie?
The country with the smallest penis on average in the world is Thailand at 3.72 inches.
Wait, 3.2?
So just to give you the range here on global penises, the largest on average is Sudan at 7.07. The smallest is Thailand, 7.07 in the Sudan. The smallest in Thailand, 3.72.
And their town's called Bangkok.
There are...
what an insult to those people.
So that's more than a 3-inch difference in average penis
that's
length.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big penis difference.
Yeah, no kidding, man. No
that's
kidding.
A half a sub.
So by the... So there is something you need to know about this study that could actually make all of these numbers irrelevant.
Mm.
The entire study is based on self-reported numbers.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
So no scientists.
So it's not like a
well, you got to believe Thailand.
Or
they really suck at, you know, point spreads.
Okay, but I'm going to ask a serious question after you, Kimmy. Okay. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, so this is not like doctors reporting this or scientists like gathering people for a study. This
it was like
is
a survey.
Simply like. Write down your penis size.
Yes. Okay. So different countries obviously use different units of measures. I mean, what you have like the metric system versus what do they call what we use here? Imperial?
The normal.
Whatever it is. Yeah. The normal. The right way.
The right way, but the regular.
But there are also other countries that have their own like unique measuring systems
that have
just been traditional.
Oh, I just thought it was the two.
I mean, nobody knows. I mean, it's not one of these things that are like, well, I guess the question I'm asking is there's such a wide average Is it possible that there is something lost in translation in this study that would cause that to happen?
But wouldn't the smart guys figured that out when they put the study together?
Unless people were just grabbing information that already existed and putting stuff together. I don't know. Because, I mean, it does seem like a pretty wide difference. And then, like, you also have populations of countries affecting what the average could be. For example, in America, we have 300 – okay, so let's say men-wise, adult men – 100 million men?
Yeah.
150, probably 125 million adult
penis.
Men.
Yeah,
adult male men. Penis. Yes. Well, can you Google, Kimmy, what the population of Sudan
is? It's got to be small.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, like, the more people that are existing in your country, you would think the more your average comes down just because of the amount of people. Unless I'm wrong.
That's true.
But
Thailand's pretty big, isn't it?
Well, compared to what?
I think it's like 150 million people in Thailand.
Are there really?
I think so.
I think it's highly populated.
Yeah, it's big.
Okay.
Bangkok's huge.
That's not what I have in this study.
No. True. That's true.
So, what do we got for Sudan?
Okay, so Sudan, there's just over 48 million people.
Okay, so that's like New
California.
England. Yeah, okay, there you go. Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. And then Thailand is about 71 million.
So that's not a lot of people.
So it's not as many as
it thought.
So I mean, maybe I'm wrong here, but I'm guessing the smaller the population, the more the numbers could skew wildly one way or the other. Right. You know what I mean? So going back to this idea or this knowledge that we know now with the world's largest penis on average existing in the country of Sudan, America coming in at 5.57 inches, which is 68th, but still 2/10 of an inch higher than average.
Okay.
Right? And Thailand being the smallest on average.
Bottom out.
Knowing that Americans self-reported this study means one of two things coming in 68th place. Either we are honest compared to other parts of the globe, or we still lied and only came in 68th place.
I think you're right.
I think there's still a lot of inflating of the numbers?
Oh, yeah.
No, bro, there's no guy that's going to, if he's going to lie, he's going over six.
Yeah.
He's going over six.
Yeah, I would think it would be so ridiculous.
Yeah, this thing ain't a truth stick.
No, but that's my point. Like, maybe we are being more honest, at least America-wise, because no American man is going to say under six if you're asking him.
But we still came up pretty short.
But we came in under six, which leads me to believe that people were actually being honest. I'd love to see them break it down by state. Would there be a difference, you think?
No, because every state's very diverse.
Well, no, I mean, not necessarily. There are states where there are people that have generations born, raised, died more than others.
If I had to pick a state with a teeny weeny, it's got to be Utah.
Why do you say that?
It just comes to my mind.
Well, just because they don't partake in, you know, the sexual escapades that other states do doesn't mean they would be packing smaller.
I don't know. I'm taking Utah. Sparse state.
Okay.
Hold on here. Uh-oh. We may have these numbers.
Oh, really?
Wait, really?
Okay, so this is another self-reported study, looks like. But the top, I'm not kidding, the top three states, Alabama.
With big ones.
7.4 inches.
Okay, they're lying. Bro, Alabama coming in number one is an automatic
lie. No, but it's warm.
Louisiana, in second, 7.1.
Cajun crank, son.
West Virginia in third was 7 inches.
Well, what did you expect?
Vermont in fourth place.
Okay, that blows up your.
And then Utah fifth.
What was Utah?
6.9.
So I was pretty close.
Okay, but that's.
Wait. Utah was big?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were top five.
They lying then. What happened to those people? There's no way they got big cranks out there.
They don't lie. They're very religious.
I know.
No, I mean, look, we have talked about winter penis on the show before. For those
winter crank.
Yeah, for those not familiar, it's when the weather is so cold, it causes your penis to lose up to an inch and a half of...
It can make a fist.
...length and girth.
Yeah.
So the more warm the state, the bigger the penis on average would make sense.
Yeah, because it's relaxed, it's warm.
But Vermont blows that out of the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a game changer.
I also would... Oh, no, I take that back. Vermont is a state where a lot of people, generations born, raised, die there.
Sure.
All right, so...
Wonder who the teeny state is.
The taintest state?
I could probably find that.
Teeny state.
You know it's going to be us, right? Just because you asked it.
No, we're the Empire State, buddy.
Empire Cranks? It sounds like a third division indoor football team.
Average lengths were the shortest in Delaware, New Mexico, Maryland, and Rhode Island.
Hmm.
But they're also the smallest states.
So maybe that's why.
Okay, there you go. Statistically.
Okay. Maybe you're onto something.
All right, so we figured it out.
I knew you would with your penis stats.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If there's one thing I know, it's penis size.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar. I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.